A red lionfish floating in an aquarium is a beautiful creature. With its waving gauzy fins and long stiff spines, it resembles a lion, a very small lion with different colored stripes. Max Heffler, who manages BioReef Saltwater Aquariums in Jacksonville, says lionfish add stripes as they grow.
The pattern is kind of a fingerprint that grows like rings on a tree, and you end up with some very large football-sized maize-covered black, white, red, extreme finnage, floating, venomous beasts.
Floating venomous beasts are okay in an aquarium, but, says University of North Florida coastal fisheries biologist Eric Johnson, swimming free in the Atlantic Ocean, lionfish are an economic, ecological, and environmental disaster.
Some studies in the Bahamas have shown that basically a single lionfish on a closed reef can remove 70 to 80% of the biomass within just a few weeks. It's a perfect storm. I mean, this is an animal that has basically all the traits that you don't want to see in an invasive species.
Those traits include the ability to eat fish half their size, to produce nearly 100,000 fertilized eggs a month, and, Johnson says, to dazzle and confuse unsuspecting locals.
It's got these long fin rays and fin spines that it can sort of spread out, and it sort of uses those to herd fish into a sort of a corner or back them up against the reef. They also can squirt jets of water, which can disorient and turn the prey around.
Unfortunately, there's nothing in the Atlantic, the Caribbean, or the Gulf of Mexico that hunts lionfish. Amanda Nally is with the State Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Now, there have been incidents of people saying, oh, they saw this type of fish eat a lionfish, or they see, you know, a bird eat a lionfish, and it does happen. But so far, we haven't seen any significant predator that's going after lionfish.
Nally says that could change now that the state has lifted the restrictions on catching lionfish.
Hopefully that'll get more people in the water doing this. Hopefully that will mean more control of this invasive species.
The question is, what do you do with a lionfish after you catch it?
You can definitely spear the fish and leave it in the water. Some people will capture them and take them home and put them in their aquarium.
Or you could eat them. Again, UNF biologist Eric Johnson.
Lionfish is actually plenty edible, despite the fact that their spines are poisonous. If handled correctly and handled well and filleted, the meat is actually pretty good.
You can find lionfish recipes in some cookbooks and online, or you can go to the Fish House Encore restaurant in Key Largo, where co-owner C.J. Berwick says lionfish are on the menu some 8 months out of the year.
We don't serve it filleted yet. There's such little bit of fillet on a lionfish. We serve ours whole.
Minus the spines, Berwick says.
We bread them in cracker mill and deep fry them, and then we serve them standing up. The meat is delicious, but you don't get much of it.
One of Berwick's little lionfish appetizers will set you back around $12. In the meantime, conservationists hope more people will develop a taste for the spiny creatures. I'm Sid Hoskinson in Jacksonville.